The only one that knew what I have done and what I have been and what I've seen and what I've suffered was my wife.
Did she talk to the children about it?
No. I told them, no, don't tell the kids anything till I'm ready. I did not want to talk to them about the horror.
I can't imagine at age 9, which is when this all happened to you, going through anything like that. In the book, your tone comes across as almost apologetic, that you're almost sorry you have to tell this story, but in the same sense, you feel that it has to be told. If people like you don't tell it, maybe nobody's ever going to be able to tell it. Talk about those two conflicting feelings.
Well, you know, you have to remember something. I never wanted anybody to feel sorry for me. I always kept a long sleeve on. I didn't talk about the concentration camp. Okay, I didn't want to talk about it. I did not want to talk about it. Okay? It would only bring a lot of hardship to me to bring back my mother, and I just couldn't do it.
You write in the book, you say, if telling my story wasn't so important, I'd pray day and night for Almighty God to erase each and every memory. And I guess that's the conflict there,
that's
isn't it? You have to bear witness, but it's still very painful.
That's, of course, you have to remember, you know, I have lived with something since I was 9 and a half years old. I've lived with something that was horror, and I've lost the greatest thing in my life, which was my dear mother and my brothers and sisters. I'm not an educator, and I'm not a storyteller. I tell living horror that I've experienced in 6 years, which is the worst horror that anybody can experience. I've seen people die in front of me, killed, shot, and that's hard to describe. I lived that, not so much from the first two camps. Well, it started actually off in Blechame. If you remember, I was in 6 different camps. The worst horror was Buchenwald. I don't believe that I can describe to you the horror that I have seen in Buchenwald. I've seen guys thrown into crematorium, they're alive, screaming. They couldn't walk, they couldn't stand. They were piled up, which a lot of people have seen things from Buchenwald. The bodies were stacked up, waiting to be cremated. I was in block 15. The guys be piled up high, mm-hmm. waiting to be thrown in. A lot of them were dead, but a lot of them were still wide awake, alive, and that's hard.
So when you tell your story today to audiences, what's the reaction?
They hug me. They embrace me. I'm beginning to feel that it needs to be done. I get the greatest reaction from a lot of mothers and fathers that come with children that are maybe in the age of 12, 13, or 14, you know what I mean? I can't describe the feeling when people wrap their arms around you and hug you, and they thank you for what I'm doing.